All sessions are free. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-SEE-JOYCE or visit us online at joycemeyer.org.
Thanks again for listening today. And to order today's offer, just head to our website or call. Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
Hi, this is Dennis of the Home Times, a good little newspaper for God and country. I want to send you a copy. To receive Home Times, I'm available at 888-439-3509. I believe we have a powerful weapon for righteousness at our disposal, prayer. Let's put God in control. To receive Home Times, I'm available at 888-439-3509. 888-439-3509.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
You need to get some kingdom language in your mouth. Stop talking like a pauper, like a beggar, like your God is not sufficient. In our worst state, God is still able. God still rules. He's still omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent, in complete control. I don't care what my condition is like. Job said, though he slay me, yet I'm going to trust in him. Born to be a king. You are born to rule. You are God's instrument. No matter how feeble you might feel, insignificant you might seem, you are his instrument. God takes things that are not. That's how God works. Takes the things that are not to bring to naught the things that are. To cast down the high and the mighty.
You see, there's a language we have to learn. Paul said it this way. When I was a child, I spake as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. See, what God is doing on the inside of you, your language has to be equal to that. You see somebody 40 years old talking like a 5-year-old, something's wrong. Amen. Something is wrong. Amen. Something is wrong. Something's missing. You understand what I mean? Acting like a little child. And I'm not being critical, but it's the truth. Something is missing there. Something is wrong. So there's a language. Now, even little children, you know, their experience and their age, they can only express so much. It'd be something if a 6-month-old baby, when it messed up his diaper, could tell you, hey, I need you to come in here and change me. You'd be scared, wouldn't you? I'd be scared. 6 months old. But what did they do? They cry. They get uncomfortable. All they can do is cry until you come and change. They don't know language yet. But see, there's a language that you have to learn in order to operate in kingdom. Otherwise, you know, like going into foreign countries. I go to a number of places where I don't know the language, but I have always people around me that can either speak that can, you know. But it's like going in some place and you don't know anybody there, and you don't know the language, and you got your little book. So you're trying to talk to them, and you're saying words, and you done cussed them out in their language. And they're looking at you, and you think you're asking for directions. Because you don't know the language. In other words, you don't have the keys. And you're limited. It's like counting money sometimes. You know, if you get to certain places, you better know how to count that money, what the exchange rate is. And so, because I know places in the little black markets where you can get real good prices. They'll get you. They'll get you good if you don't know, especially they see an American. So you need to know these. You need to some degree to know the language of the kingdom. You need to rid yourself. Nothing against denomination, but you need to get rid of a denominational mindset. Amen. And establish a kingdom mindset. Amen. In the kingdom, God rules. In denomination, democracy rules. The board. The board of deacons, demon deacons, they rule. They call the shots. They govern who's going to be pastor and who's not. In the kingdom, it's different. It's a theocracy. God rules. And not only in the church, but in our individual lives. There should be the rule of God over your life. But there's a language. Now, understand something about language. If you speak a foreign language, if you speak another language, you can probably understand this better than us that don't actually speak foreign language. I speak a few words and a few different things, but that's about it for right now. But new apostolic dimensions right now as I talk are being released in this house, released in the earth. New apostolic, somebody say dimensions. Dimensions. Now, you have to understand, to catch this, I want you to catch it. Get your catches mid up. New, the vehicle to carry new dimensions into your life is the vehicle of language. Amen. New apostolic dimensions, the vehicle for those is language. Now follow me. It's language. Language is used by God himself to unravel mysteries and to establish his kingdom. What did God use? He uses language. You see, the alphabet, the 26 letters all by themselves, don't mean anything to you until you start to form them into syllables that form words, that form a language. Let me say this again. The vehicle to carry apostolic dimensions into this earth realm and into your life is language. You can have something going on inside and can't articulate it. You know, you can have all the desire, but you can't see. You got to come to the place where you can start proclaiming things. Amen. See, you might have the understanding and the desire and all that and be excited about, yes, I'm born a king, but you don't know how to express it in language. When you talk, it's like, well, I'll never qualify for that, but I don't have enough of that. You know, would to God I could. But in your heart, what's really going on in there, see, you've not been able to articulate it. In order to step into that dimension, your language has to change. Yes. Yes. See, you got to start saying who you are. Amen. See, in your sphere of influence, everything there, inanimate objects, demonic spirits, angels of God, need to hear and recognize your voice. See, because you've been born into this. You've inherited this. It's like a little child. A little child is very limited. But as they grow up, they start to be able to articulate. Amen. They begin to talk, can communicate with you. They're given more liberty. You understand me? They're growing up. If you can't articulate, if you can't learn the terminology of the kingdom, then it's like, even though you're born a king in the kingdom, it's like you are foreign. It's like you being born here, but you never learned English. I mean, born here, right in Fort Pierce, and never learned English. And so everybody's talking around you, everybody's worshiping and all that, and you don't really know what's going on. Amen. Language is very important. Now, let me just throw this out at you. I don't want to get too deep in this. I want to keep going. But there's three types of language that God has used. In the Old Testament, God used the language of Hebrew or Aramaic. It was the language of expression. In the New Testament, God saw fit to have it interpreted, translated through the Greek. And the Greek is the language, like the Greeks, the language of explanation. But then also, God has used English. Come on, somebody say English.
English.
If you travel at all, you'll know, like I know this to be true, everywhere, everybody wants to learn English. Amen. And English is the bridge of all the other nations. Amen. Everywhere in Africa, if Africans there can speak English, they have an advantage. Amen. Anyone that can express it, as a matter of fact, when we go to Malaysia, all the different nations that are there, Papa Jonathan speaks in English, very fluent English. Everything's done in English. They have Chinese, Indonesian interpreters, but we're over in their territory.
Amen.
Why? Because English is one of the third languages. Study it all over the world, everywhere. English is prominent, not Cantonese, not even Spanish. English. In every nation, you got somebody that's speaking English, wanting to learn English. And we don't really even speak the proper English here. It's the Queen's English that's the proper English. They call a trunk a boot. I don't know where they get that, but they call the trunk of a car a boot. Now look at this. Language has two effects on people. It either divides or it unites. It divides or it unites. A simple definition of the Hebrew word language is a margin, termination, or border, a boundary or shore. Now, follow me closely. Through language, boundaries or borders are created. Remember, we talked about the kingdom of God. The kingdom is not a location. It has to do with an attitude, but language establishes the boundaries. You can tell what's not of kingdom versus what is the kingdom language. And then you can begin to really distinguish God talking to you versus yourself or the enemy. If it ain't kingdom, it's definitely not God talking to you. It's the devil trying to put something else in there, sow a bad seed to get you to believe something else. So language is a boundary or a shore, a margin, a border. And through it, we establish boundaries, and borders are created through how you talk. And that ties into what Paul said about giving the devil no place. Don't let him in your territory. He can come at you, but he can't get in there unless you let him in there. Yeah, we'll face. Listen, nothing comes easy. Faith doesn't make things easy. It makes things possible. But when you stay within your boundaries, in your metron, with kingdom language, guess what? Every knee has to bow. Every tongue has to confess Jesus' lordship, because you too are born to be a king. They recognize kingly talk, kingly language. They recognize stature. Get rid of that Mephibosheth mentality. Get rid of that Mephibosheth mentality. Lodebar. Thank God for the heart of David. Are there any left in Israel that we might show kindness to? I'm here to tell you this morning, God wants to show you some kindness. Huh? Why? Because you are his offspring. You are his seed. You are his ambassadors, his representation, his peculiar people, his called out ones, his church, his bride, the apple of his eye, engraven on the hand of God Almighty. That's you. Need I go any further? That's who you are. Come on, that's who we are. And you got to recognize that and begin to establish a language when you talk about you. And I'm not talking about arrogance or pride that's sinful. I'm talking about the reality of the matter. The fact of the matter, the truth of the matter is that I'm born again. I'm a child of God. Yes, a child of God. And that, in other words, that puts me in the God class. We are continuing in our series entitled Dominion. Born to be a king. The Old Testament uses the language of expression. The New Testament uses the language of explanation. And today, the English language is used to bridge all nations. Saints of God, speak the language of the king and the kingdom. The language in the kingdom sets boundaries, and expressing what God says set boundaries that the enemy cannot cross over nor enter into. The language used by saints establishes territories. Speak kingdom language over your home, your children, over your spouse, over your finances, over every area of your life, so the enemy will not have access to it. Accurate articulation of the king's language will defeat the enemy on every front. We have the power to speak, proclaim, decree, and declare. Take authority, my friend, over your words, and articulate the language of heaven. Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.